Today on the Learner Podcast, we talk to Beth Mills, creator of Ella McKean Kickball Queen. In this picture book, first grader Ella is the undisputed kickball champion until a new girl named Rhea shows up and shows Ella up at recess. Ella reacts by throwing a fit. Will she ever be able to show her face on the kickball field again? Kirkus called the title an emotionally intelligent book with strong feelings. Hi, Beth. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
What inspired Ella McKean Kickball Queen, your debut picture book?
I really got the idea for the character first. I came across this absolutely adorable picture of a small girl who had the most amazing pigtails. They were long, they were flowing, they were actually blonde, so I did change that. But I could just see those pigtails in action and thought that she looked like a girl who would enjoy a good sport. So kind of started from there. I've always liked kickball. I didn't play all that much. I wasn't very good at sports as a kid. I played a lot of sports because I had to. Went to a small school and they needed every able-bodied person on the field for everything. But I like kickball as a concept. It seemed a lot easier to do than baseball, I guess, or softball. Because the ball's a lot bigger and I'm a lot more coordinated with my feet than my hands. So just decided to go with kickball. And I also thought that it would be nice to show some rivalry in a way that didn't end with like a nice tied up ending where they didn't become fast friends or anything like that. Like that. I feel like there's still a little bit more exploration that needs to go on with those two in their relationship.
What do you think is next for Ella and her rival, Rhea?
Well, I would like to see them. I mean, I'd love to see them interact more. And I feel like the rivalry would extend probably beyond the kickball field to really every aspect of elementary school life. I would really like to see them take on another sport together. And also, I'd love to see them try to be on the same team. I think that could be really fun. Like, how do you deal with your rival when you have to work together?
I feel like they might become like Paris and Rory and Gilmore Girls, you know?
Yes, it could very much be that dynamic.
Except for way sportier.
Yes, except, yeah, sporty instead of, kind of nerdy.
What were you the queen of in elementary school?
Probably drawing. I loved to draw. And my mom has kept some of my homework from that period of time, like kindergarten, first grade. I would have completely blank homework, but this like absolutely gorgeous picture of horses around the border, like running around the border. So they were a little bit concerned about my, they were concerned that I might have some learning difficulties, but it turns out I just really preferred drawing to doing my homework. And I was kind of that kid that was known as the good drawer in elementary school. So I think that was kind of my thing. I also like to read a lot.
How did you take it from the good drawer in elementary school to eventually becoming an illustrator?
Well, it was not a straight path. I actually went to my undergrad degrees in theater. I was on the technical side though, so a lot of electrics and learning about how to move sets around and build things. I got to use power tools in college, which was awesome. But it was still connected to storytelling, and I loved that. And after college, when I learned that working at theater tech in the real world was a lot more difficult than I anticipated, I kind of bounced around, but always at the back of my mind was thinking about something in the arts. After a very brief and somewhat disastrous year teaching preschool, I decided that children's books seemed like a good fit for what I felt my strengths were, and also, you know, people get paid to draw doing children's books, and I thought that sounded good. So I actually decided to go back to school, and I got my master's in illustration and built up a portfolio, and from there was able to kind of transition into the kid lit career path. It took a long time. It was about, from when I decided that that's what I wanted to go for, to getting my this book contract was 5 to 7 years, somewhere there.
Do any of your former preschool students show up in your work in little ways?
Well, one of my kids was named Rhea. Actually, I realized that the other day. She was a really cute kid, but the character's not really based on her in any way. And I think, like, I got a front row seat for several tantrums, so I was very well versed in what a kid looks like when they're throwing a tantrum. I mean, I also have two young kids, so yeah, that's sadly a daily occurrence in our house, it feels like.
So you have some hands-on experience.
I do.
Yeah. That spread is gorgeous. We'll put it in the show notes. It's gorgeous in a terrifying way. Having minimal exposure to small children, but just enough where I know that look. I know that meltdown.
Oh yeah. There's nothing quite like it. It's a trip.
So besides Ella's epic tantrum, what were some of your other favorite elements to create?
Oh, I love doing the different kicks near the front of the book, the zinger particularly, that's blowing that kid over backwards. That was really fun for me. I hid my son's stuffed animal in the book, his bun-bun, his special bun-bun. So that was kind of fun for me. It's on the when she's thinking about her feelings page, when she's tucked into bed, that little stuffed rabbit is based off my son's special stuffed animal. He thinks that's the neatest thing ever, which is also fun. And I loved doing all of the hand lettering and the typography. That was a really neat element that I hadn't explored extensively before this book. So that was really fun for me to learn. Well, I guess not really even learn it, but dabble in a new skill that I'd love to expand on.
Are there any other picture books that spotlight social emotional learning that you'd recommend?
Well, my favorite is a little older. It came out in 2016, and it is called The Snurch by Sean Farrell and illustrated by Charles Santoso. It's so cute. This is a little girl, and she clearly is kind of having a rough time of things, but all the rough times are caused by her snurch, which is the embodiment of her kind of grumpy feelings. And I just love the illustration of the snurch. It's just the cutest thing.
Great. Thank you. We will link to that in the show notes. Thanks for joining us on the Learner Podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Thank you for joining us here on the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.